T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, on a day where Gabe Kapler is fired by the Phillies, we react to that and, of course, talk a lot of Eagles as well, as they got a huge 6-game stretch up ahead here. And for more on the Birds, we go out on the Swartz-Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. The Axeman Jeremiah Trotter is always brought to us by the Score Bet. Check today's lines and place your bets through the Score Bet app. 21 plus, New Jersey only. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter. What's up, Trot?
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Great.
It's going to be a little harder this weekend, Trot. You don't get the Jets 16 times a year.
Well, we love to have them guys, right?
You're not kidding. Patriots get them twice a year. They get those typically bum bills harder this year. And then, of course, the Dolphins also. Trot, the defense played exceptional, obviously, this past Sunday.
Yeah,
you know, look, it's hard to evaluate totally, I think, when you play a team that bad. But what's your sense through now, you know, these games, 5 games? Do you believe in this defense?
Well, I mean, we said it last week, man. This was the week to go out and pat your stats. And, man, did they ever. Yo, listen, if you get a sack, you get a sack. Everybody get a sack, you know. It was fun to watch some guys really get after quarterbacks. And, you know, we always talk about, you have to dominate the teams. You have to win the games that you're supposed to win. And they went out and did exactly what they were supposed to do. And it was fun to watch. And a lot of times, it's like boxing. Sometimes they'll set up a boxing match of a guy that you're supposed to win, or that you're supposed to go out and beat pretty handily, just so you can work on certain things and kind of build your confidence up. So I kind of look at this game as that. Hopefully, with this game this past week, it kind of builds the defense confidence, kind of get them on the right roll, get them going the way they need to be going. Offense was clicking. They played well. So, hopefully they can ride that momentum. Sometimes all you need is a little momentum.
Were you at all worried that you know, Fletcher is still not getting the type of production that a lot of people were hoping for? We've heard people say, hey, Fletcher's playing better, but it's still not at the level that we were hoping.
Here's the thing. When you face the Eagles defense, it's one guy on the defense that you got to focus your offense around, and that's Fletcher Cox. So, but when that happens, it opens up plays for other people. And you notice everybody else around Fletcher was getting sacked except him.
Yeah.
That's because he's getting so much of the attention. I saw an interview this week. Fletcher was doing an interview with Brandon Graham. They was joking about, Brandon said, oh, yeah, one of those sacks I owe you. You caused me to get that sack. So I'm not sure exactly what happened. Those two guys know what happened, but they were basically saying, you're the reason I got that sack.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm sure that happens more often than not. You know, he causing other guys to make plays because he's going to draw so much attention. That's what I often miss with Deshaun. Deshaun was stressed to feel, and he's going to get so much attention with the safety over the top, it caused everybody else to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I feel like offense has been a little bit stagnant lately. But once they get him back, I think they say they're targeting week 7, something like that. So, you know, once they get him back, it'll open up for everybody else.
Hey, Charlie, what do you got going on back there, man? Something on life support? Man, what's happening?
Man, you know what? I'm in the hospital with my son. He had surgery yesterday on his shoulder. Yeah, he ripped the bone up pretty bad.
Oh.
But we're actually in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so they didn't let us go home last night because he had real high blood pressure.
Oh, boy.
So okay. They transferred us over to CHOP, Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So they're doing a great job. They're taking real good care of him. And hopefully we can go on the dates. You know, but if not, I'll be here sleeping on the little sofa.
Wow.
it was a rough night for that man.
Wow.
Hope he's all right, man. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, God bless.
Man, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm just trying to stay positive. And, you know, the good thing is it was just a bone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he got like 13 screws. He'll be back. He'll be back 100% before you know it.
Good. All right. The Eagles offensively have played, I think it's fair to say, a very undisciplined brand of football this year. Mm-hmm. They've dropped balls. They have had illegal men downfield. They have had holdings. Now, holdings sometimes happen because guys like you as defenders rush in there and, you know, force a hold, so to speak. But, you know, they've done dumb things. They haven't been as disciplined as the 2017 team that won the Super Bowl. How do you correct that? How would Andy Reid dig into the guys to say, guys, we're good, but you're playing dumb? Don't do that. How does a coach figure that out to get the guys not to play dumb football?
Well, you just have to go out and continue to watch tape, continue to work on those things in practice, because you know you have a smart football team. This is pretty much a lot of the same guys that were on the Super Bowl team, and sometimes you get in a funk and you start doing things uncharacteristic of what you normally do. So just put more focus, put more onus on focusing on the little things in practice, and just keep working. That's all you can do.
We got, beginning of a rough stretch here against the Minnesota Vikings team that wants to run the football. And something's got to give, you know, because we got the number one rush defense in the NFL. They've got Dalvin Cook, who's second in the NFL in rushing yards and yards from scrimmage. Right. How do you look at this matchup and how it pertains to this game?
I think we match up well against those guys. They want to run the football. That's what we do well. And we just got to go out and stay consistent on what we've been doing, make it one-dimensional. I think when we can make those guys one-dimensional, then we can start to see, you know, Jim Schwartz can start, you know, bringing those 5-6-man pressures, or, you know, our defensive end and Fletcher and those guys can kind of get after quarterback.
So what's your take on the whole home-away game thing? We got this stretch of 3 away games. Joe seems to put a lot of weight on that. Like we're doomed because we're away. I don't think it matters as much as he does. What's your belief?
Man, I know back in the day, we were always a really good road team. And I think that's one of the reasons why we always had a decent football team. We were good on the road. Mm-hmm. And listen, they call it home field advantage for a reason, especially when you factor in the crowd and the crowd noise and when the offense is trying to make checks. Away games are better for the defense because the crowd is quiet for their offense, and we can make all our calls and checks. But for the offense, it's really tough. So, but Doug does a great job of preparing the team, you know, putting music in the bubble, trying to make it as game-like as possible during the course of the week and getting those guys prepared for the weekend.
All right, Trot, we're trying to get everyone on the record here, these six games, and it really is rough. At Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo, then the three home games, Bears, Patriots, Seahawks. What's the Axeman's record for the Eagles in those six games? 3 away, 3 home, all above 500. What do you got them at?
I got them beating the Vikings, Cowboys. Bills, I'm not quite sure. I got them beating Chicago, losing to the Patriots.
And so four wins?
And then Seattle?
Woo, that's tough. can I call a tie?
just make sure Donovan's not in the game because he wouldn't know it can end in a tie.
You're feeling 3-3 on this six-game stretch?
Listen, I take 3-3. I think they're going to either beat the Patriots or Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one, but – you know, the Patriots are playing really good right now, but for whatever reason, Doug always does a great job against Belichick. I'm not sure why, but he does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta like Doug's chances against Belichick. So if I had to pick one game, I would say they would beat the Patriots and lose to Seattle.
Wow,
Trot, great stuff,
I love
man.
That.
Hey, listen, Trot, obviously our sincere best to your, you know, to your son there and to your family always, man. And we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, there he is, the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter, again brought to us by the Score Bet app. Make sure you get in with the Score Bet app. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. To the phones we go again. Gabe Kapler fired by the Phillies today. Let's talk to Joe in New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Joe. Thank you.
Hey, I initially was going to have one word for this, and the word was disgusting. And being I've sat on the phone here for an hour and listened and then listened to you read the messages and the reports.
Yep.
Gabe's definitely the scapegoat.
Yeah.
I'm 61. I'm actively employed. I'm not going down till, you know, they'll find me with my suitcase open and DOA, and then that'll be the way that I go. But as a person, as a sales manager for 30 years and a people person, you have to treat people a certain way. I'm hoping, John Middleton, and I hope you're listening, I hope that you sat down with Gabe and the other two clowns above him that you gave an extension to. That was the stupid money that Middleton spent this preseason. I hope he sat down and said, look, this is what we're doing, but we're not announcing it right now. And, Gabe, you just come in every day and do what you got to do, but I got another place for you in the organization. I'm hoping that's what they did. I'm hoping they didn't make that poor guy come in every day to work, do his job or do whatever he does in the off season in that profession, and then this morning, I find that hard to believe. And that's where the word disgusting came out of my mouth initially, because that's how I reacted, and that's how I would have reacted. So this was all a plan. That flying around the country and talking with people was a facade. And the bottom line is, yeah, Gabe maybe had 25% culpability in the season, but the three clowns, and I give that word to Middleton as well, they each had 25%. So we're talking about 75% of the problem, certainly 50% of the problem, still remains. Nothing is going to change, regardless, in my opinion, who they bring in next year. I just wish them well. I honestly feel, and I sadly feel, for all the Philadelphia Phillies fans. And again, I live on the other side of the river. So it's got to be a good product for me to jump in the car. I live at the shore, and we take the trip over to Walt Whitman, which we have done countless times over these many decades. However, I'm not throwing a $5 bill at that toll collector next season. It ain't happening.
Okay. Well,
because I know what the product's going to be on the field. There's no way right now that if you're going to spend $500 million in the offseason to make this team.
Yeah, it's not going to. You can't do that every offseason. Joe, it's a good call.
Wow.
Listen, it's an interesting point.
Very pessimistic call.
Well, yeah, it is a pessimist. By the way, one thing, like, I guess we're still wondering is Gabe Kapler in the Phillies organization still or not? We don't have any clarity on that. I will say I find it noteworthy. So, like, when the last caller...
Definitely still in.
For what it's worth, there are a lot of people tweeting out that there's a good chance he could be a real candidate for the Giants job and that he does want to manage in 2020. So my guess is he is not.
So it could be his decision
sure,
to move
of course,
on.
Yeah.
The way that you brought it up, I mean, yeah. the grammar, the phrasing, it
right.
sounds like they plan on keeping him within the organization.
Well, it's the second line in the entire series of press
Read that
releases.
Again.
The second line is, Kapler has 1 year remaining on his current contract. Which is absolutely it
Very
sounds
purposeful.
Like he's, yeah, purposeful, like
placement of that.
Yeah. Like we retain his rights thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they let him go if he wants to go. I would think he would, like, I don't think he can be reassigned against his will. I don't think, but I don't know. I don't know the nature of his deal. I mean, could the Eagles fire Doug Peterson and say, we assign you under your current contract to go be the director of scouting? I don't think so. But, I mean, I don't ever remember something like that happening. I mean, if you rework a deal, maybe. But it just – I wouldn't think so. But, I mean, again, I don't have his contract in front of me. What I do find noteworthy, like when the last caller was just talking about, I hope they didn't make Gabe come in for 10 days and do his job, like do the evaluations and all the players and present that stuff to Klintak and McPhail and Middleton, which is what a manager's job would be in this stretch right now. It would be, hey, thorough evaluation, every player – come on, let's get down to it. We got decisions to make over the next couple months. We want to know exactly what you think. This player, that player, that player, that player, that would be the guy's job, right? So hopefully he wasn't tasked with that, and then you're out. But I will say it is noteworthy that upon being fired, he is part of the press release and that he's issuing a statement. Meaning, like, this isn't like a guy that gets fired and gets in his car and just drives off in a huff. And
no, you're right.
You know, like
it's like a cooperative firing.
Correct.
Like
which, by the way, doesn't surprise me with Gabe Kapler. because I do think he's a good person who actually is, even when things are up against it for him, I'd put it this way. I think he actually shows more fight than like the players do sometimes. Like he shows resolve, I think. Again, it has nothing to do with his post-game press conferences. I'm just saying, I actually think he is wired the Tony Robbins way. If Tony Robbins was fired, I think Tony Robbins would say, let me see how I can make the best of this. Yeah. I honestly do. I think that's exactly what Gabe Kapler's doing right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how you doing today, son?
Hey, man.
Ricky Rich, your opening of the show today was bewilderment. You didn't even know what you were excited about.
I'm bewildered right now by what you're saying. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Now you opened the show and you were so happy, but you didn't know what you were ecstatic about. You said,
"What are you talking about? Whether to fire Kapler or not?"
Yeah.
Well, he was just looking for action.
Yeah, I wanted something. I wanted change. Something new. I need a new direction, and I don't know if we're getting that.
Hey, Hammer, didn't 3 weeks ago the general manager give a glowing, above-average recommendation about his manager?
Significantly sure did.
So is he now a puppet? Because you can't say 3 weeks ago he's doing a great job and then fire him 3 weeks later, can you?
Well, you can, but when you do, you look ridiculous.
That's my point.
Right, I know that's your point.
Which is why the statement was patting Klentak on the back the way it was to try to make good on the whole scenario.
Yep.
Make it seem he's you know, taking charge of this search now and he's in command.
Yeah, here's the specific sentence, Dennis, in the John Middleton statement. It was with Matt leading our search for our next manager. I am confident. Blah, 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 blah. So he's trying to prop him up.
You chopped his knees out, firing his guy, and now you're trying to give give one leg back.
Yeah. Pretty much.
We haven't heard from the president McPhail, and by the way, that's an appropriate name, McPhail, in a while, have we?
No. Well, no, and it is interesting that he's not part of this, you know, press release statements.
And how happy do you think the Washington general manager is that they now beat the Dodgers and go into the championship series?
I know. I get it, man. Listen, there's a lot to that, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call. By the way, let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. We usually do it at the start of the hour. We obviously got so wrapped up in the Kapler stuff and having Trout on, so we do it right now. This hour's code word giving you a chance to win $1,000 is wallet. This will help your wallet. Text wallet to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant's going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. Again, that's usually at the start of the 11 o'clock hour. It will be in 40 minutes also because it's always at the start of the 12 o'clock hour as well. 11 a.m. and 12 a.m., top of the hours when we give you a chance to win $1,000. Man, John, there's a lot happening here today.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. James, anything on a possible Phillies press conference? Anything?
We're still hearing. It looks like it could be tomorrow. I don't have any facts, but Howard Eskin tweeted, John Middleton has not done enough to clean things up on the Phillies team. We will hear what he has to say at a news conference Friday. So I'm assuming it's tomorrow, but there's been mixed reports. As soon as I have a definitive thing, I'll let you guys know.
And the King, Howard Eskin, joining us at noon today. Let's talk to Tyler in Landenburg. What's up, Tyler?
How's it going, guys?
Great, Tyler.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Joe, I'm proud of you for giving a big old flyer shout out at the beginning of the show today.
That was huge, man. I'm not kidding when I tell you. I'm more excited last night and today about the Flyers than I've been in at least half a decade. And I honestly believe it's the dawn of a new age because I think they have a star goalie.
Yeah, and also they brought in a coach that just went back to the good old hard-nosed hockey where you're just putting the puck in the offensive zone and putting two guys in front of the net.
On
a rebound.
And how about the forechecking? I mean, they're creating turnovers. I mean, they're really – and by the way, they're playing a fun brand of hockey to watch.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, if you look at it, the last two teams they've beat – first off, hold on, I just want to say this. They haven't won the first two games of the regular season since 2011.
Wow.
That's really sad.
Yeah, that is bad. You're right about that.
And so they beat two playoff teams. I mean, the Blackhawks, you would think, are traditionally
This isn't the Blackhawks of 5 years ago. They're not that good anymore.
Well, I would agree, but I mean, you would think they would be right there.
We'll see.
I mean, if you're a '90s Flyers fan, last night was just beautiful to watch.
It was, listen, it was awesome. Tyler, appreciate the call. It was great. I mean, I cannot say enough how absolutely psyched I was to see what I saw last night. They look different. And Carter Hart, I really think, is a game changer, not just for the Flyers, but for Philadelphia sports. It re-enters the Flyers back into the landscape of what of being, you know, maybe good again. I mean, it's very consequential. All right, James, what do you got?
And no one's talking about Kevin Hayes either.
Oh,
Kevin
he
Hayes
has been awesome.
Yeah, we are
awesome.
Yeah.
Now, bonehead
it
play.
It feels new. Everything yes. feels new. Everything feels new and exciting, yes. and that's what we're
yeah.
hoping for.
He had the one bad play, the penalty, but otherwise, for two games, he's been sensational. James, what do you got in there?
All right, so it will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock. John Middleton, Andy McPhail, and Matt Klentak will meet with the media, so you will obviously be able to hear it live on our show tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, again, I mean, I said earlier, I think it's, for me, the most, maybe the most that I can ever remember press conference. Maybe. I mean, can you think of, like there was the announcement of whether Lindros is going to be a Flyer or not. And that was not, I mean, that's different. That was an arbitrator announcing to the world. It wasn't a Philadelphia sports press conference. I guess maybe when Lurie, I'll tell you what was a big one.
Bryce Harper was big.
Bryce Harper was big. Lurie announcing whether Reed was going to be back or not yep. was massive, and he kept him. And it took about 14 minutes, I think, before he actually announced whether he was keeping Andy Reid or not. This was after 2011, before going. Do you remember that, James? How he meandered?
Oh, yeah.
Meandered. He was all over the place. And he's like, oh, I'm keeping Andy Reid. And we're yep. like, all right, well, why don't you say that in the first 30 uh-huh. seconds? But this is up there. I mean, this is a biggie. This is a big press conference tomorrow. We want to hear the shaping of the Phillies' future. All right, we'll continue to talk about it. Again, Howard Eskin at noon today. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
Finding the best network solutions for your business can be as tough as tracking down an empty meeting room. Comcast Business has a better way. Of course, they offer fast, reliable internet. And Comcast Business goes beyond fast with a full suite of innovative products and services like automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability, powerful Wi-Fi to keep everyone connected, and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. But I'm not even done. How about advanced voice solutions you can actually afford? Or business TV that keeps customers entertained? Suddenly, the best for your business is right in front of you. See everything Comcast Business has to offer at ComcastBusiness.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-501-6000. That's 1-800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.